Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 11, The Beda Kirtan Pastimes. When Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannanda Pandit Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu, and Mukunda Prabhu met Haridas Thakur, they all became very pleased. Samudra Snana Kore Prabhu Aila Nijastani Adwai Tade Gela Sindhu Karibade Snani. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence after taking a bath in the sea, all the devotees, headed by Advaita Prabhu, went to bathe in the sea. After bathing in the sea, Advaita Prabhu and all the other devotees returned. And on their return, they saw the top of the Jagannath temple. Then they went to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take their luncheon. One after the other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in their proper places. He then began to distribute prasadam with his own transcendental hand. Sabare Vashaila Prabhu Yogra Kramakore Sri Haste Pari Vishana Koila Gaurahari. Aupa Anna Nahi Aishi Dite Prabhura Hate Dvi Tenera Anadena Eka Eka Pate. All the devotees were served prasadam on plantain leaves, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed on each leaf a quantity suitable for two or three men to eat, for his hand could not distribute less than that. All the devotees kept their hands raised above the prasadam distributed to them, for they did not want to eat without seeing the Lord eat first. Srup Damodar Goswami then informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unless you sit and take prasadam, no one will accept it. Toma Sange Rahu Yate Sanyasira Gan Gopinatha Charja Tandre Kariyeche Namantrana. Gopinatha Charya has invited all the sannyasis who remain with you to come and take prasadam. Gopinatha Charya has already come, bringing sufficient remnants of food to distribute to all the sannyasis, and sannyasis like Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati are waiting for you. You may sit down and accept the luncheon with Nityananda Prabhu, and I shall distribute the prasadam to all the Vaishnavas. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carefully delivered some prasadam into the hands of Govinda to be given to Haridas Thakur. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sat down to accept lunch with the other sannyasis, and Gopinathacharya began to distribute the prasadam with great pleasure. Then, Srup Damodar Goswami, Damodar Pandit, and Jagadananda all began to distribute prasadam to the devotees with great pleasure. Nana Pitapanakaya Akantapuriya Madhe Madhe Hari Kahe Anandita Hai. They ate all kinds of cakes and sweet rice, filling themselves up to their throats. At intervals, they vibrated the holy name of the Lord in great jubilation. Anandita. Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is the practice of Vaishnavas while taking prasadam to chant the holy name of Lord Hari at intervals and also sing various songs such as Sarira Vidyajal. Those who are honoring prasadam, accepting the remnants of food offered to the deity, must always remember that prasadam is not ordinary food. Prasadam is transcendental. We are therefore reminded, Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Saupa Punya Vatam Rajan Vishwa So Naiva Jayate. Those who are not pious cannot understand the value of Mahaprasad or the holy name of the Lord. Both prasadam and the Lord's name are on the Brahman platform or spiritual platform. One should never consider prasadam to be like ordinary hotel cooking. nor should one touch any kind of food not offered to the deity. Every Vaishnava strictly follows this principle and does not accept any food that is not prasadam. One should take prasadam with great faith and should chant the holy name of the Lord and worship the deity in the temple, always remembering that the deity, Mahaprasadam, and the holy name do not belong to the mundane platform. By worshiping the deity, eating prasad, and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can always remain on the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Bhojana samapta haya kaila achaman sabade praila prabhu malya chandana. After everyone had finished his lunch and washed his mouth and hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally decorated everyone with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Visram korite sabe nija vasagela sanya kale ashe puna prabhu ke malena. Thus, after thus accepting prasadam, they all went to take rest at their respective residences. And in the evening, they again came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At this time, Ramananda Roy also came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord took the opportunity to introduce him to all the Vaishnavas. The great personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then took all of them to the temple of Jagannath and began the congregational chanting of the holy name there. Sandhya dupa deki aram bhila sankirtana padicha ashi sabare dila malya chandana. After seeing the duparti of the Lord, they all began congregational chanting. Then the padicha, the superintendent of the temple, came and offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to everyone. Four parties were then distributed in four directions to perform Sankirtan, and in the midst of them, the Lord himself, known as the son of Mother Sachi, began to dance. Made nritya kore prabhu sachiranandana. In the four groups, there were 8 mridangas and 32 cymbals. Altogether, they began to vibrate the transcendental sound, and everyone said, "Very good, very good." Astamadanga baje bastri shakaratal hari dwane kori sabe bale bhala bhala. Kirtanera dvani mahamangala utila chatur dasa loka bhari brahmanda badila. When the tumultuous vibration of Sankirtan resounded, all good fortune immediately awakened, and the sound penetrated the whole universe through the 14 planetary systems. Kirtana arambe prema utili chalila nila chala vasi loka dana aila. When the congregational chanting began, ecstatic love immediately overflooded everything, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri came running. Kirtana deki sabaramane hoila chamatkar kabu nahi deki aiche premera vikar. Everyone was astonished to see such a performance of Sankirtan, and they all agreed that never before had Kirtan been so performed and ecstatic love of God so exhibited. Tabi prabhur jagannathera mandira vadiya pradakshina kore mulena nartana koriya. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the temple of Jagannath and continuously danced about the whole area. As the circumambulation was performed, the four kirtan parties sang in front and in the rear. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down to the ground, Sri Nityananda Rai Prabhu lifted him up. while kirtan was going on, there was a transformation of ecstatic love, and with tears, jubilation, trembling, perspiration, and deep resounding in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing this transformation, all the people present became very much astonished. The tears from the eyes of the Lord came out with great force, like water from a syringe. Indeed, all the people who surrounded him were moistened by his tears. Vedan Ritya Mahaprabhu Kori Katachana Mandireda Pacherahi Kariye Kirtana. After circumambulating the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some time remained at the rear of the temple and continued his Sankirtan. And we shall hear about the wonderful Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his devotees as they chanted around the Jagannath Mandir, Sri Mandir. We shall hear about that very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.